Conventional wisdom suggests that success is frequently passed along from generation to generation. For instance, wealthy parents pass along advantages to their children, who in turn are also likely to be wealthy. But this leaves much unexplained. Take New York City's selective public high schools like Stuyvesant or Bronx Science. For the 2013 school year, Stuyvesant High School, a major feeder to Ivy League universities, offered admission based solely on a standardized entrance exam to 9 African-American students, 24 Hispanics, 177 whites, and 620 Asians. Among those Asians were many children of parents who serve in restaurants or in other lower-wage service capacities, according to the New York Times. Explanations rooted in discrimination also often fall short. For example, Nigerians make up less than 1% of the African-American population in the U.S. Yet in 2013, nearly one quarter of African-American students at Harvard Business School were of Nigerian ancestry. More than a fourth of Nigerian Americans have a graduate or professional degree, compared with 11% of whites. The point is that understanding inequality in America is highly complex and not subject to a single explanation. For WIPR, I'm Aniban Basu.